Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, are you hyper-focused on a situation in your life, resolving a problem or issue in your life, that it seems like all the energy is going to that one situation, that one problem, that one deficiency, that one relationship, where everything else seems to be falling by the wayside? I've been working with clients through a long time, years and years and years, and it's interesting when we have conversations where they have even ran into an actual physical wall, not paying attention because they were so caught up in their own mind dealing with the problem at hand. Whether it's that or having an auto accident or other things that's happening, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally when it comes to everything else in their life. And this can be very challenging because it can begin to happen a lot, if not all the time. And I found that what happens here is that we become so hyper-focused on solving one issue that the rest of everything falls by the wayside, creating other problems in our life where we're not able to decide or create a solution. And unfortunately, we have these issues in our life that we have struggled to be able to deal with. And so in today's show, I'm going to offer some peace of mind, but also some advice here that you can take and use in a situation like this that's going to help you to get through it, but not only help you get through it, help you to refocus your energy, as well as coming up with some solution, but also how to make sure that the rest of your life continues to move in the right trajectory. Because I think that's one of the biggest keys, is that when we're dealing with these situations and circumstances and we're having troubles and struggles, that ends up getting so overwhelming and so stressful that that becomes the point, the center point of focus. And when that becomes the center point of focus, it becomes a problem because everything else falls by the wayside. We start losing different things in our life. Different things start falling apart. We start losing these pieces. And so it's not until we actually kind of open our eyes and realize, oh my gosh, I've been so super focused on this one thing and everything else is falling apart. So let's jump into some of the reasons why you might be super focused on one thing. I've been getting a lot of emails from subscribers on YouTube speaking about romantic relationships that are extremely challenging, where there's obstacles and issues that are hard to overcome, where it's constantly a problem in the relationship. It's a push and pull relationship. There's a lot of drama and stress involved. And in that situation, it seems like that is their main focus in their life. And when that becomes your main focus, that is the issue, is that that main focus takes over everything else. And so we start looking at the relationship almost under a microscope, where everything becomes bigger, bigger, and bigger. And so we're looking at every little piece, every little nuance, every little, you know, if you're having questions about the person, you know, taking in all the considerations, looking at the evidence, you know, questioning this, questioning that, and that becomes really the focal point. Whether it's that or a marriage that needs repair, if you're in the roommate situation and you're constantly seeing the marriage and wondering, what can I do? How can I change it? How can I augment it? What can I do to make this work? If you're in that situation, that's taken over your mindset as well. You're really, really super focused on how to make that change. And I've also found that sometimes when we focus on things, it's good. We're not focusing. We're not avoiding. You know, sometimes we can just avoid it altogether. And so it's better than avoidance, right? So we're taking a stance. We're not avoiding. That's a good thing. That's a really, really, really good thing. But sometimes we can overly focus. And so we have to find some sort of happy medium from, you know, not avoiding and not overly focusing, because that is very important. Because when we avoid, we're not getting anything done. When we avoid, we're not taking care of our situation. We're not taking care of the issues that we're dealing with. Instead, we're avoiding them. And I think that many of us have dealt with that in our life, where we're dealing with constant avoidance on a constant basis. We're avoiding the big issues in our life because we don't really have the answers to figure out what to do. We don't have the answers to determine the solution. We don't have the answers. And I think that the more and more that we fear not having the answers, the more we actually avoid the situation. And, you know, it's one thing to avoid. It's another thing, however, to really look at things clearly and see it and say, okay, I'm going to start writing down my thoughts. I'm going to start educating myself on the situation. I'm going to educate myself on what needs to be done. I'm going to educate myself on the situation at hand. I'm going to educate myself on what part I need to play or what part I am playing, more like it, because I think we're all playing some sort of part of reality here. We're all playing some role, and as we're playing that role, you know, we are going through different situations where we see maybe how the other person's acting or how they're treating us or how they are appearing, but we also need to work and see how we too are appearing and how we too are showing up in this relationship. And so writing down thoughts, what are things that are problematic? What are the problematic situations in your life? And let's look at it. And so I advise here because, you know, the brain is there to come up with solution. It is a problem solver. Not everything in our life is a problem, however. So we need to be careful how much we employ our brain and what we're doing. So we definitely want to be careful how often we're doing things. But what I want to emphasize here is that as we're dealing with this situation, trying to find solution for whatever that is, it's about really thinking, okay, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'd like to see happen. These are the setbacks that I've seen in this relationship or whatever that is. You know, many of you are confused about a work situation. You're worried. You're confused. Maybe things are not working very well with the team at your work. Maybe you're having struggles with the boss. And so that is plaguing you. You're coming home at night. It's taking up your mind share. It's stressing you out. You're putting stress in other areas of your life. Other things are failing and falling apart because of that and that fear. And so realize it. We can sit back a second and see, okay, this is really taking up my mind share. Whatever you're sharing with your friends, more for women than men, not always necessarily so, but I find that more women talk about their issues with their friends. Men do too, but it depends. So if you're talking about it, you know, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, is it about this person? Is it about this situation? Is it about this circumstance? And how often are you talking about it? Because the more you're talking about it, the more problematic it becomes, the more stress that it has on you, the more that you're focused on that. And these are things that are very important to understand. These are things that we need to identify to be able to make those necessary changes in our life. Because if we're having these things happen to us and this stuff is going on, we need to be able to control that. We need to be able to see that. We also need to figure out how we can slow down the conversation about it, because the more and more we conversate about it, the more it becomes, remember, our lead focal point in life. It becomes our main focus. And when it becomes our main focus, multiple things happen here. When it becomes our main focus, multiple things come to pass. And when it becomes our main focus, what we have to do is we have to sit there and say, okay, if I continue to focus on the problems of the situation, I'm going to feel like my entire life is a problem. I'm going to feel like I can't seem to control anything. That's gonna, you know, I can't seem to change anything or control it or make it better. And so that negativity is going to interfere in other areas of my life. It's going to basically infect the other areas of my life unless I start getting this under control. And some of you may have been talking about the same situation for a very long time. I know that many of you are in relationships that have been problematic for years. I have many subscribers who have sent me emails and messages on YouTube and other social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. And you can find me on all those on TikTok, Relationship Rescue. On Instagram and other social medias, just Ashley Burgess. And then on YouTube, Life Coach Ashley Burgess or Ashley Burgess. Just search up that channel. And it's interesting because, you know, many of you have been in these long-term relationships that have been causing you a lot of chaos and struggle for a very long time. And it's understandable to be able to talk about it. You want to be able to talk about it. You want to vent about it. But what I've seen is the more and more that you vent, the more and more that you're missing out on your life. The more and more that it seems that your life is kind of falling by the wayside, and we're spending way more time fixating on these other issues, fixating on this particular thing, and not spending the time to really look at the rest of the areas of our lives that we actually can do something about. And I've realized that when we stay in problem mode, we don't really feel like we can find solution. When we stay in problem mode, we don't feel like we can find solution. We don't. And that is a very interesting concept in and of itself. So, you know, think about it from that perspective, is that, you know, if we're in that mode and we're feeling that way, we have to get out of that mode to begin to find some happiness. We got to get out of that mode to begin to find where we need to be, to understand and identify what we need to be doing. And all those things are very important. All those facets and assets of those types of things are very important, because when we kind of come out of that, we say, okay, I know that I haven't found a solution with this yet. And I think we also have to look at our mindset too, is that we can't be putting a very quick deadline on things. And I know that some of you may say, well, I've been in the same situation for 5 years. I got to put some deadline on it. And I agree. I mean, if you've been in the same situation for a number of years, you've got to decide what you want to do. You've got to decide what you want to do, and you got to make a decision. But I don't want it to be down to the wire of timing. I think it needs to be done in a strategic situation where you're asking yourself certain questions. You know, recently I've been working with some clients who are in romantic relationships with people where they feel like there's a double standard. Like they're unable to do certain things, but the other person is allowed to. They also feel like there's a lot of control in the relationship where the other person is controlling them, and putting their control over them to do certain things or to act a certain way. And I think when you begin to start seeing that situation and you begin to start seeing it for real and you become aware of that situation, that's when you can sit there and say, okay, how much of this do I want to take on? Especially when this is a relationship that hasn't become a marriage yet, you still have time to focus on the things that need to change. You still have time to think about, is this something that I really want long term? And then you're also able to step back and look at the attachment style situation within this relationship and really look at it honestly. Am I really truly in love with this person, or is this attachment style and my attachment style? Is there a certain connection where I'm triggered and they're triggered and it's keeping us in the relationship? Because certain triggers, whether it's the fear of abandonment, the fear of being alone, different things can trigger somebody to stay. The way that somebody acts, you know, if they're making you super jealous, it can create, you know, you staying sometimes for ego reasons, sometimes to prove a point or to try to win the person over or to prove your value. You know, there's lots of different reasons why we do things. And so being able to really assess that is a smart move that we need to make on our own, and seeing it honestly for how we need to see it. I'll be talking more about this when I return. I'll be giving you some information and knowledge on what you can do to pull that focus and begin to refocus on yourself, where you need to be able to find solution for the situation and also be able to deal with the other areas of your life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the hard question. Have you been hyper-focused on a situation in your life that needs resolved, but you still haven't found the solution, and you feel as though, and you're recognizing the fact that the rest of the areas of your life are beginning to suffer? That's just normal. When something is happening and you're super focused on one thing, the rest of the areas of our life begin to suffer, and that's normal. But how do we change that? How do we overcome that? And that's easier said than done when people are like, you need to focus less on this relationship. You need to focus less on this. You need to focus more on that. And you're like, how do I do that? How do I make that a reality? How do I make that happen? And these are all good questions to ask. But the first thing that I want us to really look at is, when was the last time that you really asked yourself, you know, how are you feeling? You know, how am I feeling? How am I feeling in this moment? How do I feel about my life? And that's very interesting to ask. How do I feel about my life? What do I need? Encouraging thoughts. What do I need in my life to feel better? What do I need in my life? And then, when was the last time that you've actually done something for yourself to really focus that, to focus on you? When was the last time that you actually focused on yourself and did something in your life for you? And these are big questions to ask, because we have to ask ourselves these questions. And in the process of asking ourselves these questions, we learn more about how we're feeling, how stable we are, what we need in our life. And many of us haven't asked ourselves these questions in a very long time. And it might be so long ago that you don't even remember when you asked yourself these questions. So remember that the last time you asked is, what do you need? What do you need in your life? Have you done something for yourself lately to help yourself? Have you put yourself out there in a way that's beneficial to you? You know, have you spent that time really working and crafting and cultivating yourself? Have you been able to sit down and just relax sometimes and only focus on you and how you're feeling? And how your heart rate and how your thoughts are, and slowing down those racing thoughts and really connecting with yourself. When was the last time that you were able to do that? And I find that when we're really stuck in the minutiae with trying to find solution to a problem, when we're really stuck into that minutiae, we are so hyper-focused on this problem and solving it that we lose the direction we need to really refocus our life. So one of the things that I want you to begin to ask yourself, I want you to write down in a journal, a piece of paper that you're not going to be throwing away anytime soon, something that's sacred or something you will keep, is I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you on life goals. You know, what are some life goals that you want to attain? What are the life goals that you want to attain? What do you want to attain on this planet while in this lifetime that you haven't already done? This is very important stuff. This is very important stuff. And I think that if we can really focus on that, there's a lot of things that can come out of that. There's a lot of good things that can come out of that if we can just focus on that. If we can just focus on that particular situation. So what are some goals that we want to attain? And writing those down, it could be various goals. It could be relationship goals. It could be career goals. It could be education goals. It could be family goals. It could be personal time goals. It could be any types of goals that you have. Writing those down, because I'm telling you, and you know it and I know it, none of that's getting done right now. In your state of constant stress and anxiety, none of that work is being done. None of it. And that's what's so challenging. And so when I return, we're going to talk more about that, how to really create that reality, how to get through that, how to make things work for ourselves, what we can do to begin to pull focus. And that's what we're going to be doing, is pulling focus away. We're not avoiding. We're going to still try to find solutions to this situation. We're going to figure out what we need to do, but we're also going to focus on ourselves a little, give ourselves some self-care, and really also allow the rest of our life to begin to flourish again, or at least become alive in the process. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update. They're celebrating in London after King Charles III was officially crowned. The historic coronation took place at Westminster Abbey for Charles and Queen Camilla, with thousands of guests from around the world in attendance. The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Rapole, it's a huge disappointment.
It's a big stage. Everyone's looking at this race. We haven't had the best week here, and I think they were overly cautious. But I have to understand and respect the fact that they're overly cautious.
Forte scratched due to a bruise on her foot. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. The ballistic missile was intercepted in an overnight attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. It's the first time Ukraine has used the Patriot defense system. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about focusing, hyper-focusing on a situation in your life, which is a good thing to focus on, but we've hyper-focused so much on trying to find solution with this one situation that the rest of our life seems to be falling by the wayside. And I'm going to give you a little bit of information here in the sense that many of you might be saying, well, that's not my life. You know, things are going fine, but you need to take a step back. It's like anything in life. If we're really close to the situation, we don't see the small incremental changes. I don't like to use this example, but it's a good example nonetheless. You have a friend of yours, unfortunately, who is battling cancer, and you're with that friend every day. You take them to the hospital. You're taking them to all the stuff that they have to do, and you're seeing them all the time. And all of a sudden, you have some friends that, you know, come by to see everybody. They haven't been around in a very long time, maybe several weeks or even a month, and they make comments about how the friend looks so frail or how they look like they lost a lot of weight, and you don't see it because guess what? You've been around them all the time. You don't see the change because you're so involved. That's like anything in life. It's like when we get really inundated and we get really into something, we don't see what it's doing to the rest of our life. We just don't see what it's doing. And that's where I want us to think about. That's where I want us to understand, you know, what are we doing and what's happening in those types of situations? What are we doing in the situation that's creating certain types of reality? And that's something that can be very helpful. So let's begin to look at this. If you're dealing with a romantic situation, a marriage situation, a work situation, you know, dealing with your children, you know, maybe you're dealing with a custody situation or maybe just dealing with kids and, you know, they're not being responsive as you want. You know, maybe they're not, you know, taking the time to get their work done at school. You feel like you're constantly battling with them and this is really taking over your mind share. You know, we need to step back first off. We don't want to avoid. We just want to begin to step back and ask ourselves, what's the problem, basically, and what are some possible solutions? Because we can't just stay in problem mode. You know, if we just stay in problem mode, there's frustration, there's anger, there's resentment, all that stuff is there. All that stuff is there, and it's not going away. And that resentment and anger is not going away. And so, and that sadness and that feeling of no solution is not going away. So all these things have to be figured out to some degree. So we have to begin to figure that out. We have to begin to acknowledge that. We have to begin to see how do we create solution. As we're working through that and trying to figure out what to do, we begin to also not only feel a little better that there is a possible light at the end of the tunnel. We can do our research. But the next thing that I want us to do is say, okay, what are some things I can take? What are some steps I can take now? What is something I can do now to try and find solution or work towards solution in this situation? Okay. Then, after we know, okay, I can do these two things, and this thing can be carried out today. Great. After that, we need to refocus our energy. Because if we just sit in problem, and we just think and repeat and tell our friends and talk about it over and over again, we're not getting into solution. And, you know, one of the things that I find is very interesting, you know, with our friends is trying to explain a situation. I mean, in order to really explain a situation, you got to do some real explaining. In order to really explain something, you got to really explain something. And so, for the most part, most of the stuff that you tell your friends, they just listen to you and agree with what you're saying because, one, it's easier, and two, you're their friend, but three, they don't really have all the knowledge or information to be able to help you, you know, different from a therapist or a coach and different from what I do. I can listen to all sides of it and really help you to understand exactly where you need to go, what you need to do, because ultimately, you know, if somebody hasn't been through the situation, and I'm talking about the exact same situation because no one size fits all, they're not going to probably have a good solution. And they had to have had a good solution come out. They had to have, like, worked on it, done it, know it in and out, and it would have to be almost an identical situation. It's not the way that the world works, right? We all have to learn things for our own. So we got to sit back and go, okay, I see it. I'm going to not talk about it so much. I'm not going to have it on the forefront of my mind so much. I'm going to start reconnecting with myself. In what ways can I begin to reconnect with me? In what ways can I reconnect myself, reconnect with me, focus on what I need to be doing, and really realize what that is that I want to do? And so really reconnecting, like I was speaking about in the very beginning of the show, of looking at that list that you created of life goals that you want to attain outside of your responsibilities. You know, what are some of the goals? I mean, what are some of the goals that I want to attain? And that's a really good question. What are some of the goals? And looking at how can I attain some of that? Now, we can't just all focus on all our goals all the time, but we could focus on one and think about things that we could do. And I think that helps us to pull focus. I think also looking at some of the things that have fallen by the wayside in our own life. You know, and I think that's a really big thing, is some of the things that have fallen by the wayside in our own life. And we have to get a grip on that. We have to understand that. We got to equip ourselves to understand that, you know, and really look at, how do I challenge myself? What are some things that I could do for myself personally? What are some things that I need to do for myself right now to make my life better? And if we can kind of get a little more focused on the things that we can change versus getting stuck down in the minutiae of things that we're working to change, I think it actually gives us more leverage to actually get done what we need to with the thing that's causing us frustration. So it begins to help us with that thing that's causing us frustration, because we're able to work on it. We're able to override it. We're able to see it clearly. We're able to derive from that, you know, some things that are derivable. We're able to understand what we need to do in that situation. And that's what's so valuable, is being able to connect the dots on that. It's so valuable to say, okay, hey, you know what? I've been putting off even going to the doctor. I know that many of y'all are so stuck in dealing with a situation that you've even forgotten to take care of yourself. You've put on the back burner, you know, going in to have a physical checkup. You know, maybe things are not, you're not feeling great. You're not feeling, you've put that off. There are things that need to be taken care of. You're not going in to get it taken care of. Perhaps you're putting off working out, not taking care of yourself, so you haven't worked out in a long time. You're feeling very sluggish. You're feeling very slow. All of these things play a role. All of these things create havoc. And all of these things need to get resolved. And when we try to resolve these things and we see it, okay, this is something that I personally need to take care of that benefits me directly. This is something that I need to take care of that benefits me directly, that helps me feel better, that I can actually feel better in my own life. And in the process of feeling better in my own life, I can also regain some of my power. And that's so important as well. And I feel like many of us, when we're dealing with strife in our life, we feel powerless. Or when we're dealing with things that are unanswered, we feel powerless. Or when people are giving us ultimatums, we feel powerless. We feel like we have to address that ultimatum. We have to be cool with that. We have to figure out solution immediately. It's like we automatically go on to their timeline when their timeline doesn't hold water. However, we begin to forget that. We get so inundated in trying to be there for others and helping others and being who we need to be and doing all these things that we don't focus on what we need to do to feel better about ourselves. And that's something that I think is very important. That is something that we have to deal with. That is something that we need to understand. That is something that we can garner a lot of information and knowledge from. And it's powerful. And it's promising to be able to see it for what it is. It's promising to be able to see that for what it is and to be able to acknowledge that. And so being able to acknowledge that and see that and be able to have those types of understanding, because our life goals, some of our life goals need to be, first off, taking care of ourselves, having our health and wellness, and doing things that we want to do. And I know that if you're involved with a situation that's creating havoc in your life, you've lost focus on that. And you can lose focus for a long time. You can lose focus for multiple years and years at a time. I've worked with clients, you know, constantly who literally they, you know, the last 4 years have flown by so quickly because of a situation that they've been dealing with and something that they've been dealing with day in and day out. You know, I work with some clients who are dealing with a huge situation that takes place, and it happens very quickly, and it throws them so out of whack and out of kilter as far as psychological, mental, and emotionally, you know, that it's tragic in the moment. It's almost like, you know, literally all the pieces are broken, and we're picking them all back up because for a few weeks we took a vacation from life focusing on that one thing. And The problem with it is that a lot of times, and I'm not saying this across the board, but many of you are hyper-focused on the situation more than the other person involved. The other person is less hyper-focused. It's causing them less strife. It's causing you more strife. And so you're the one that's really focusing your life on it while they're still living their life. They're still going through their things. They're still taking care of their work. They're still taking care of the other things in their life. And, you know, I think sometimes it takes a wake-up call to realize that when someone else is doing that, to realize, okay, wait, this person's still doing all they want to do in their life. This person's still taking care of all this that they want to take care of in their life. This person is still doing this or still doing that. That is part of their life. And then yours life, your portion of your life has fallen off the side of the road, fallen off, you know, the side of the mountain, and you're over there trying to pick up the pieces while that other person is continuing to live their life at a certain level. And that should actually kind of infuriate you, if anything. I think it needs to create awareness and then infuriate you a bit, because I'm saying this not to get you all angry and upset, but I'm getting you to see that maybe you're putting more effort into the situation than they are. Not that that's a bad thing, but remember, if you're putting a lot of effort into something and they're not, what's going to really come out of this anyway? Like, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to control the situation? Are we trying to augment the situation? What do we want out of the situation? Is the person capable of giving us what we want? Are we in it together? Are they capable of coming to the plate with this? Are they capable of dealing with their own situations? And I found too that sometimes, you know, you can be in relationships with people who are not at the emotional level as you are. They're just not. They might talk the talk, but they're not at that emotional level as you are. And that is something that we really need to recognize. If somebody's not at the emotional level, what do you do? What is it that you do? And is that someone that you necessarily want to be in a relationship with? Because that can also be very questionable. If someone's not able to be at the emotional level or near your level, you're going to be having a lot of disconnect and a lot of pain because that person is unable to communicate or to act in a responsible, sincere way. And that in and of itself is very important to think about. That in and of itself is what really needs to be thought about, because if there's somebody that you're in a relationship with that is not emotionally available or is not there at that level, you've got to ask yourself, what are you willing to deal with in life? And I understand it's sometimes it's easier to be in a relationship than not. I understand that some of you, and, you know, love and care about people. That's a big thing. But again, if you're hitting your head against the wall about a situation, really stepping back and looking at it, first off, and are they giving as much energy to solving this issue as I am, first off? Okay. Do both people realize there's an issue? Thirdly, you know, what are they doing to make things better? What am I doing to make things better? You know, how can I stop the narrative so that I can refocus on my own life? And then what are some aspects of my own life separate from this relationship that I can focus on and work to make better, so that will actually help me to feel better about the situation at hand and make me feel more able and powerful to solve the other issues in my life? Stay tuned. Our turn, I'll be talking about a couple more golden nuggets that I hope will help you in your situation. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about pulling focus off that overwhelming situation in your life to be able to make sure that other things in your life are still going smoothly. Anytime that there's a big issue, a lot of times we lose it, right? Everything kind of falls by the wayside, and then everything that was working is no longer working, as well as what's not working very well. That was the main focus point. And so, you know, right before the break, I've been talking about, you know, becoming more powerful. And the way that we become more powerful is that we're able to work on the other things in our life that aren't, at ground zero. We're able to really nurture those aspects of our life, nurture the aspects of our health, nurture ourselves into a better situation where we feel better about ourselves, where we're actually creating solution in other areas of our life. And that's what's become so powerful. That's when we're able to really become so powerful and be able to find that and really connect with that. And that's what I think is so valuable. And so, in and of itself, it's a very powerful stance to be in if we can just pull focus, look at those life goals that we want, begin to reconnect with ourselves. And I think one of the best ways to reconnect in the first place is when dealing with your health. You know, being able to take care of your health is something that you can control to some degree. So going to a doctor, taking care of yourself, finding a new remedy, going and getting those checkups, doing that thing, feeling better, like checking your mental health. How do you feel? Talking to somebody like myself or somebody that works with me and getting some more of a baseline, being able to connect, and then us working through that problem or issue in our own life right here, us working through that problem and issue for ourselves together and somebody else sharing part of the burden, because It's a lot easier when we're able to speak to someone that doesn't have any, there's no stake in it. There's no, you know, there's, it one way or another is not going to affect that person. So they're going to give you the better information. They're going to help you to find the knowledge within your own mind. They're going to help you to connect with the consciousness. They're going to help you to connect with your subconsciousness. They're going to help you to connect with your higher self in a way that now you're like, okay, this is really where I need to be at. This is what I am thinking, and this is the fear and triggers I'm having, and this is what's been creating a lot of the static in my life. And this can be super powerful once we begin to get a handle on it. We become very super powerful in the moment. We become super powerful in understanding that. And so, like, think about that. What are some areas in your life that you can do and you can control right now? What are some things that you need to tackle for yourself right now in the next few days, in the next few weeks? Start working on those. And you'd be surprised. The more that we do, the more that we're able to get done, the better it is. The more that we're able to get done, the more that we're able to accomplish, the better it becomes for ourselves and for our success. Because we as individuals like to have success. It's nice to be successful. It's nice to feel good about something. It's nice to feel like we were able to solve a problem or deal with a situation. All these things are very nice. All these things are very powerful. And that helps us to get to that next level. It helps us to have that power. It helps us to have that. And it also really seeps in a positive way in other areas of our life. So think about that. If you have a big plaguing issue and you've been dealing with it for a long time, also, you know, make sure that everybody's coming to the table with trying to find solution. Make sure you're not the only one doing it. You're not the only one laboring with this and carrying this intense burden. Also, remind yourself how much you are dealing with this stuff. And remember, this is something that you have to deal with, but how much of the time are you spending dealing with it? When do you want to find solution? Are there areas in life that you can find other solutions that will also help you in really kind of figuring out this solution? Because I figure that everything is connected. So if there's a problem here, there's a connection. If we're in a situation that we're not happy with, there's multiple reasons why, and that might be connected to other things in life, whether it's financial or work-wise, or family dynamic, that needs to be looked at and understand too. Because remember, each thing is not separate. It's an entirety. It's like our whole person. It's looking at the whole being, right? The whole situation, the whole life, the whole body of work, instead of taking one piece or another. I hope this has helped you. In the meantime, we put up video content every single day on YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up Ashley Burgess or Life Coach Ashley Burgess. Check it out, also as well as Relationship Rescue on TikTok or Ashley Burgess on all other social medias, including Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. You can always send me a message on one of those platforms and ask me a direct question, and I will do my best to answer that question for sure. And in the meantime, just remember, putting things in perspective, doing things for yourself, stepping up to the plate and taking care of things that you need to take care of, definitely taking care of your personal health and being able to really find some solace in that and feel good about making something happen, about doing something good for you. And that, in and of itself, is super powerful. Stay tuned. We have a great show for you coming up next. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
So it's great business time for Caliter, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at Top Loss.